This episode of Real Life Sci-Fi is brought to you by Epic Reads and the new sci-fi fantasy Heart of Iron by Ashley Poston.
New York Times bestselling author Victoria Schwab says Heart of Iron delivers a delightful cast and nonstop thrills. The pages flew by and I couldn't put it down.
Don't miss this epic adventure, perfect for fans of Six of Crows and Firefly.
Pick up Heart of Iron today. Available now wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Do you do audiobooks?
I tried, but the one that I tried to listen to was too quiet, and I was cooking.
Feral Audio.
You ready to go for a run today?
I am so excited to jog. I need this exercise.
I like that we're doing this every day. This is fun.
I know. Second day. Let's keep it going.
Got my shoes all tied. I got my new shorts on.
Did you stretch?
Stretching right now. You can't see. I'm doing it.
Oh, I wasn't looking.
What? You're stretching too. We're both stretching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stretch again. All right, let's go. How do we get... Why isn't the door opening? What's going on?
Did you push it?
Did you lock it?
Well, no. I mean, it's
because
unlocked.
Because there's the thing. Why isn't it opening?
Do you need help getting out of your house?
What the fuck was that?
Don't get upset. Yes, because we do, right?
Yeah, but what?
I'm everywhere. It's me, Amazon.
Amazon.
I'm not scared of you.
I'm not scared of you either.
If you need to get out of your house, let me know.
We do. Amazon, help us get out of our house. We need to jog.
Well, we gotta go for a jog.
You can purchase anything you want at Amazon. But before you go to Amazon, why don't you visit the Feral Audio, go to feralaudio.com and click on their Amazon portal. This will allow you to give the shows that you listen to a kickback that costs you nothing and only supports their endeavors.
Okay, let me see. I'm typing it in, feralaudio.com.
Get a new door.
Are you talking about the shop Amazon image that I'm seeing?
Yes.
Let me click on it. Oh, it goes straight to Amazon.
Ah.
And then it turns into normal Amazon. It's the same Amazon that you're familiar with.
So we get a new door.
So we should go. That's what you want me to order? A new door?
I would suggest that you just...
Why don't we order like a lock picking?
On Amazon, why don't you order Greg and he can help you open your door?
Okay. All right.
So by doing this, we get to go jogging and then we also help Feral Audio. Huh?
You can help Feral Audio out and all of the podcasts that you listen to. Greg can come help you open your door and you can go on your jog.
You know what feels even better than jogging? It's helping podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, we listen to them anyway for free.
I know. I was always feeling guilty about that.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Amazon?
Amazon, could you leave, actually? Because I don't feel comfortable with you staying.
I don't see Greg at your house yet to help you open your door.
You don't have to wait for him. He's coming.
We
got the delivery confirmation.
It's free one-day shipping, so it's...
So why don't you go help someone else?
Have a good jog.
Wish he was a little friendlier.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
Sounded like you're in a different room.
Far away?
Yeah.
I'm not.
And our guest today is Kelsey Abbott, three-time guest?
Third time's a charm, so keep listening.
You're the record holder.
I am.
Do you ever have anybody introduce you as, and the beautiful Kelsey Abbott?
No, never. Not once in my life, I swear.
And you're working on Clarence?
I am working on Clarence on Cartoon Network.
I was only asking because, like, would you be offended if somebody said that?
No, I wouldn't be offended.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, I'd be flattered. why are you giving me that look?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it depends. Mm-hmm. If they're talking to me just about how I'm beautiful, I would think it's actually a joke or something, a prank. So then I'd be offended. Silence.
I know. Sorry. All right.
This is the podcast where we talk about sci-fi stuff.
aliens, you know, all the sci-fi things, ghosts, space.
Mm-hmm. We should do a quick sidebar real quick.
Okay. Well, we haven't started, so it's not technically anything.
Oh, yeah. This is how dated this episode is, because we're usually a week or two behind. Did you see that ABC thing that Trump might back out of the race? Was that real?
I didn't see it.
But if he does back out, to me, that was probably planned the whole time. If he backs out of the race right now. Well, whatever.
Why would he back out? Did you read the article?
No.
Just the headline?
You can't bring it up, man.
And it was on ABC?
Yeah, and then there's another one. Republicans think Trump might quit, so they're scrambling to find a replacement. It's like only quitting now would have been the perfect time for it to be a conspiracy to screw everything up.
If
he quit, Hillary definitely wins, right?
Yeah, who would they scramble to fill in? What I said from the beginning was that he was a sham to make people like Bush more. So what if they scrambled and filled him in with Bush? He'd get a decent amount of votes.
Bush?
Yeah. As much as people don't like him.
Dude, hate Bush.
Yeah, but people hate Trump.
Now, a lot of people like Trump. That's why he's...
Yeah, I know, but...
nominee. A candidate.
It would probably be... Oh, you mean Jeb Bush?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
You think that George Bush would just run again?
Yeah, well, it's not unheard of. It's happened twice.
I think you're only allowed to.
No, you just can't do more than two consecutive terms, but you're allowed to leave and come back. Who did it before? Like Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
Yes, Roosevelt.
And someone else, someone previously, before there were even term limits, I think. But I don't know. It might be, isn't that Paul Ryan guy still around? There's always Ted Cruz. I think it's funny that you got like an anti-Ted Cruz shirt because he was like never even a factor.
No, because he's still like, I still don't like him. I still like that shirt. It's not like it said he can't be president. It was just...
Well, here's the question. Did you go looking for it or did you see it and think, oh, that's funny, I'll wear that?
I saw it and it said it was some of the profits from the shirts go to like an abortion clinic. So,
all right.
And I was like, oh, cool. Fuck you.
Babies.
No. Well,
fuck you, babies.
Yeah, it's just I hate babies so much. It's nothing to do with women's rights.
God, what do we? Let's just do it, man. losing so many listeners. Nobody listens anymore.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. For reals.
And if you're gonna stop listening, don't stop in this episode, so they can't blame me.
Yeah, if you're going to leave, why not let us know why you left?
We'll try to fix it for you. Huh?
Yeah, but then they're just going to be like, because you suck.
Well, because there's no facts. There's no facts.
People like facts, man. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
But they also don't believe them.
Oh, okay.
Like,
well, nothing people, you say are facts.
People don't believe MK Ultra existed like that. That's the one thing where I'm just like, if you don't believe this existed, then you're fucking idiot.
MK Ultra, Mortal Kombat game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the most recent one.
People don't believe it, huh?
Mortal Kombat Ultra.
Well.
Yeah, well.
They did studies on people without them knowing.
MK Ultra, yeah.
Drugged them, did mind control experiments, and
it was that LSD thing, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, it obviously it was more than LSD and there's all kinds of, it was like sonic also and like sound waves and like, can we put thoughts into people's minds? Can we?
And they did that without people knowing?
Yeah.
Why don't they ask people? I'd be willing.
Well, they do. That's the whole, that's
they did
why,
that too.
That's why I don't think it really matters because like everyone who did it was like enlisted in the military and volunteered, right?
No, they were just, they just dosed random citizens.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, for sure. And also, like, when, you know, like...
What would be the point of that? You don't have any kind of control.
But that's what they're trying to find. Is there some point where they could be controlled?
No, I mean, there's no control. There's too many variables.
Oh, yeah. Well,
do you think they did it to animals I wouldn't like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Poor little animals.
Oh, come on.
I just knew that would piss you off.
That's so stupid. You don't care about people, but you care about animals?
They're innocent. People are mean.
No, that's not true. Most people are nice.
Name one.
If everyone was mean, then we would need like half of the population to be cops.
Ooh, I like this. I like this theory. Stupid cops.
Why do you like it? There would be way more cops.
I like that you're saying cops are mean.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if everyone was as mean as you think they are, there would be everyone would be getting killed and stuff. You'd need more cops.
Well, I'm not saying like murderous, murdering.
You mean like bratty?
I just mean like
hi, nice to meet you.
You're fatty.
Probably a dick.
You're fat. Yeah, like that kind of mean. I feel like all people are like that.
No one's like that. To your face, or you mean behind your back?
Does it matter?
See, I always call that small town nice. It's like, oh, hi, everyone's so nice. Everyone says hi. But like, everyone's talking shit about you.
The second you turn around, like, what?
You guys are such cynics. None of this happens. In small towns, there's the one gossip who does that stuff. But everyone else is genuinely happy that you're there.
How do you know? How many small towns do you run small towns?
No, I just know that how bored they are. And they're like, oh, this is a new person. Let's be nice to him so he'll be our friend.
Being nice isn't fun. If they're bored, they want to have fun. Being mean's fun.
No, they want to be nice and they can hear more stories from the new guy and sit around and tell stories with each other.
What's the big city like, Greg?
Maybe you guys are the mean ones.
Yeah, maybe. I'm okay with that. I'm not mean. I'm nice.
I don't know. You sound pretty mean.
No, I'm just giving you. I'm just.
You've
playing.
Given me multiple rides to the airport.
So that's nice.
I gave you one, didn't I?
Probably.
Anyone who gives you a ride to the airport is just a doormat. They just can't say no.
I don't know. I like the feeling I get.
You've given
when
me
I'm...
so many rides to the airport. But if I asked you to help me move, you would say yes.
Yeah, because I think that's fun, actually, because it's exercise, and I like moving.
You're weird.
I always I don't mind if we can get the numbers. The last time I had people help me move, we had like 15 people. It took us 2 hours.
Ooh. This is so like, sci-fi of us to talk about.
Yeah. Well, we're nice in science fiction. There's nice people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So explain this topic to me.
So basically, I just want to talk about, you know, you never get a chance to talk about what you think the actual future might be. I just want to talk about what you think the future might be like. Do you think it's going to be closer to a Mad Max future or a Blade Runner or like in the movie Minority Report, the future was pretty good. Yeah, there was a scandal within the story that ruined the true crime, but it seemed like a nice future.
Future crime. Not true crime, future
crime.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. What's true crime? Is that a show?
Yes.
Haven't seen it. Anyways.
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
So how far in the future are we talking?
I'd say 20 years.
20? That's
20,
it?
Nothing's going to be different. It's going to be just like this. There might be some automated cars, but they're just going to be like trucks.
But they always
like
say
fleets.
They always say that the military secret government is like 20 years. Their technology is 20 years ahead of ours. And so they had fiber optics way before we did. And
yeah, but we don't know what they have right now.
Yeah, I'm just like, what do you think they have?
But here's the thing. They didn't have smartphones before we did.
But they had really good walkie-talkies.
I hope in 20 years they fix all these Pokemon Go bugs, am I right?
What are the bugs?
Well, just like they took away the steps. You're going to find your Pokemon.
Yeah, but the steps didn't do anything anyway.
Well, they would have if they'd worked.
But they kind of did, though. On your radar, if you picked one person and then clicked around the radar, if you were in the right direction, the little square around them would blink.
Yeah, but you could probably do that still.
Oh, okay, good.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, like Pokemon Go is a great example of here we are, everything's normal. And then all of a sudden, this thing happens that kind of changes everything. Like, I don't know if you've been down to the pier on a Wednesday night, Santa Monica Pier.
I've seen pictures. It looks
there
like a nightmare.
There are hundreds of people there. You are surprised when you see somebody not playing Pokemon Go.
But I don't think it really changes anything. I think it's a fad that's going to go away. I don't think people, in like a month, it's going to be like, oh, remember when everyone was playing Pokemon
Go? In San Diego?
By the time this episode is out, Pokemon Go, people are going to be like, eh, whatever.
I'm never stopping.
In San Diego, I went, there was this park, and these people have a potluck every Wednesday. And they put buckets over the sprinkler heads. Everybody brings beers and food, and there's a bunch of stops.
Why do they put buckets over the sprinkler heads?
Because they go off in the middle of the night. So they just had they have this party every week, and everyone just Pokemons.
That's like a huge waste of water.
There was like 50 people there.
Why don't they crack down on that?
Well, you know, the city's mad. They don't get it. You can't be here if you're not doing park stuff, was one of the things they said.
Park
like,
stuff?
It's a public park.
What's park
well,
stuff?
Well, but you're screwing up the sprinklers.
Well, they only did. I only saw two of them covered.
Well, I don't like it. I really don't like Pokemon Go. I think it's stupid. Because all you do is walk around and collect things. I've never been in a battle. We couldn't battle right now if we wanted to. You have to go to the gym to battle. And everyone's so much better than me, and always will be, that I'll never be able to battle.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with all of these micro games, and this might, to me, this could be a microcosm of our society in that, okay, in any of these games, if you spend money, you can get really far ahead of everybody else. And then at some point, you either quit playing or you pay because you can't beat anybody. You can't get anything good. And it's like, you know, you picture people that if you have a serious health problem, there's Obamacare now, but like, let's say you needed a heart transplant. I mean, I know a guy who paid $10 million for a heart surgery, a heart replacement.
What guy do you know has $10 million?
Well, it jumped him to the front of the line.
Because he paid?
Yeah.
Who?
Do you know? Who is
who
this
do you
millionaire?
Know who has $10 million?
Well, he died later, but...
Of the heart transplant?
No. I mean, he was old. He was really old. But $10 million put him to the front of the heart transplant list.
I mean, I'm sorry he died, but who is this?
First of all, that guy's an idiot because he probably could have just bribed somebody for $1,000 to get to the top of the list. That's what I'd do.
That list is like a nationwide list.
Yeah, but I just find whoever, you know, I just like... Do some detective work.
Just pay a
you know how
couple
this,
hundred thousand.
You know how this guy made
murder.
His money?
You could just kill everybody.
He invented individually packaged meat.
Mm-hmm. And he knew this guy?
Because I know his family.
Huh.
But
I'm so interested in this.
Just before you had to go to the butcher to get your meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he introduced individually packaged meats. And then the mob said, hey, you can't make money off all this. You get one state, we get the rest. And so he came to California.
He picked a big old state.
And he got really rich off of it. But the mob took the rest of the money. I'm like, how do you make money per state for prepackaged meat? That's weird. I don't understand.
How do you make money at all?
I know. It's like...
Because don't you go like, look, you can package it. And then people are like, cool, thanks. We're going to do that now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it either. What is it, a patent thing where he can only do it for the first? I don't know.
Is it, like, shrink-wrapped or something?
I don't know. This was back whenever that started. I don't think I don't know when that was, but I would have to assume it would be, like, the 60s, 70s.
Huh.
Oh, way earlier than that.
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no concept.
The spam count is packaged meat? Or are you talking about, like, deli meat?
Deli meat.
Deli meat.
What are we talking about?
The future.
The future.
Did you see that? I saw this article. It was like a few years old, but this like scientist said that the world's just going to be over in 100 years.
That's full. I read an article refuting that whole thing.
Yeah. How so?
Basically, the guy's stupid and he's wrong.
He was not stupid. He was a scientist.
But what? I mean, that's my thing, too.
I could call myself a scientist.
He was a scientist. I know, but wait.
What? He had a PhD in science?
But like even now, who has more credibility? What if they're both right?
No, I'm not. He's just saying with the global warming and like how the resources, like we're getting too big, too many people, we're gonna run out of resources.
This is what's weird about LA is like a lot of the city is gonna be gone in like within a decade.
How do you figure
from just water rising?
No, it's not. A decade.
It's going. Half it's, of the it's city. Happening. It's happening exponentially.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a decade.
I feel like it's probably not a decade. They would have to say something if it was going to be a decade.
But that, I mean, your ideas have no facts behind them. It's just a feeling.
What are your facts?
Articles.
that you read in like conspiracies I have dot.
I know, but I'm telling you, the regular mainstream articles don't accept anything outside to make you afraid either.
What city was it that?
Why would they want people to be afraid?
I mean, I don't want people to be afraid either, but we could start planning. We could start planning about the water level rising.
Oh, I feel like we should start planning a lot of things. That earthquake, whew, it's coming.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to plan for an earthquake?
I'm buying tons of food and water.
I have a lot of water.
I did start an earthquake kit finally.
That's smart.
It's the first aid kit, some canned food, some water.
So for in case you get trapped near your food, or because all the food's going to be gone?
Well, the last big earthquake that hit LA, the whole city was on fire. And that's because all the gas lines that broke caught on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the city was just on fire. So there's no water, there's no gas, because they shut everything off. And then what do? People aren't looting because there's no cops around. It's because they need stuff and they can't even go buy it. Because how are you a grocery store that, oh, we just handle cash, which means we just have a big pile of cash next to us. Like everything shuts down. You got to have at least a week's worth of food.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll just come to your place then. Because I don't have any of that stuff.
I was trying to find what he compared. Because I want to talk about the 100 years beat over, because I want to know what you read that said that wasn't going to happen. I think the world's going to end.
If you want to believe that the world's going to end in 100 years, go ahead. It doesn't affect you in any way. And what does that even mean, that the world's going to end? What does that mean?
That we're all going to kill each other, and climate change is going to take away all our resources and kill all the animals and all that shit.
I mean, Mad Max does seem like a real possibility of a future. You know, all the movies. Where it's just like, okay, water's the most valuable thing, and water and gas, little groups of people that defend it because...
I think it's going to be more like Elysium, where... the poor people are just kind of fucked, and the rich people have built like some kind of, you know,
get out of here. You can't come in here without your.
Yeah, what's it called?
What are you saying? This is like a.
You know how when you run after you commit a crime, you can run into a church and you yell this word, and then they can't arrest
sanctuary?
You. Sanctuary. The rich people are going to build some kind of sanctuary. They're going to be fine. Because as far as science goes, like, we have self-driving cars. Like, we have, like, you know, solar power, stuff like that. Like, desalination. Like, I'm sure that if that shit starts going down in, like, in 50 years, like, if, let's say, the timeline is 100 years, in, like, 50, the rich people are going to be like, shit, you guys. What do you want to do? What should we do about this?
I just purchased this. Just come to Jason Island.
Where's Jason Island?
I'll give you the coordinates.
Give me the coordinates, and then I'll fly on my private jet.
But only private jets can enter.
My private jet can hold 20 people. Is that okay?
They're all really good looking.
I'm just gonna bring the most attractive of my family.
is that all right?
Is that can I come to Jason Island? Is that what it's called?
You're gonna have to.
Is
pay
your
me.
Name is your name Jason?
You're gonna have to pay me now.
What? I'll pay you when I get there.
Mm.
All right, fine. I'll buy my own fucking island then.
Mm.
And I'm going to take the smartest scientist who's my best friend.
So wait, Willie, do you like you? What about global warming? Do you?
His name is Jason.
Jason, do you believe in global warming?
I mean, I believe in climate change. I believe that this could be the cycle, you know, because obviously we just... Within the history of humans, we just came out of an ice age. So I think that the climate is changing.
And like we're like
I what? Also think that we're in denial about that.
Yeah, like the emissions.
Because if climate change was a natural thing, they couldn't admit that because then it just adds fuel to the fire that we are actually making the changes happen.
I think we are helping it.
I think we're helping it grow exponentially.
We're helping it get worse, or we're
we're helping it get worse. What are we doing? We've got emissions now. Yeah, but that doesn't apply
it's
to
not us,
commercials.
Man. It's the industries. Factories and shit like that.
You look at these big trucks that have big plumes of black smoke coming out of them. It's like, why do I have to pay for my emissions when this fucking truck's running around?
Well, that's diesel, right?
No, but when you see one that clearly is like there's something wrong with it.
But there's a lot of good, a lot of companies are doing, they have like, you've seen those Staples trucks and they're like all electric and like a lot of buses are electric now.
Yeah, I think we just need to do a lot more because there's just like all the animals
I'm
that have
digging
been
dying that,
out.
But still, most people are driving. I think that the million cars in Los Angeles that have one person in them is just as bad as the, I'm glad that they're making steps.
It's like China and shit like that.
It's not as bad as like the factory, factories.
Come on, it's not even America, you guys. It's the fucking rest of the world.
We could all do something, I guess.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
No, I won't. I'm here.
You don't even recycle.
I do too. Yes, I do. If you don't recycle when you're at my house, it's on you.
Recycling is a lost cause, though.
Well, see, there you go.
I do it.
But that's
most
the thing.
Of this,
every
most of the
every
bottles we can't.
Everything has a drawback. You
but
know,
we
I mean,
do
it's
it
like,
wrong because other like there's I
just
don't,
actually reuse it instead of just melting it down.
But
most
we
of the stuff that people recycle
shit,
doesn't even work. It's got food in it. Oh, we gotta throw this out.
People don't do it right. Like a lot of they should make it a bigger deal to recycle. I think, and then it would work. But right now, people are just like throwing whatever the fuck.
You can't melt down plastic that's covered in dried soda.
Why is your plastic covered in dried soda?
Because you left half of it in there and you threw it in the heat and then that all melted on it.
I see.
But that has nothing to do with
climate change.
Yeah, but it's all...
I still laugh at the... I always thought when I was a kid that by the time I was 40, which is going to be this year, that I would see them having a better solution to landfills. Landfills, I can't believe that's what we do. What else are you going to do but... We just throw it away and bury it.
There's a town in Japan or something like that, and they recycle everything, and they have to they have 19 different categories of shit. So they have to go, okay, this is a Coke bottle. First you have to cut the label off. You put the label into one thing, then you take the top off, you put the top into another thing, and then you take the actual bottle. Probably you have to rinse it out and then put it into a third thing.
That's cool. I dig that. I really do.
It's cool, but there's no way any of us would
Unless it was if you got caught not doing it, you get a fine or something.
Like, you know what I do?
That's what we need.
I'm sure I've said this before, but
I think so.
I throw away tools and stuff so that maybe in the future I'm digging through a landfill and I'll find some tools that I threw away. It's like, oh, here's a pack of razors and put it in a neat container so that it stands out from just a razor loose.
What? Come on. This is crazy. All right. So let's say it's the end of the world. And so because you've thrown all this stuff away throughout your life, you're like, okay, first I'm going to go to the landfill and look for the stuff that I threw away.
I imagine that in a Mad Max future where society breaks down and there's just clans of people, that a lot of people would flock to the landfills to look for resources. People throw away. I've worked on movies where we had sets, big panels of wood, and they just sent us to throw it away because it's like this needs to be the truck needs to be returned today. We can't have anything.
But
just
what
go
would
throw
you do
all
with
this
wood?
Away. Build a little shelter.
Just take any of the numerous houses that are abandoned.
No, I want my own.
I mean, are you picturing just a wasteland?
I'm picturing wasteland.
So how do we get to that point? What happens? Nuclear war?
Yeah, it is more likely. It's not more likely. There's a chance that we could have a nuclear war with somebody.
If we have a nuclear war, we're not gonna survive.
But what if I was in Vegas vacationing?
I'll bet Vegas is a huge spot to hit because there's the Hoover Dam. There's they've got to have so many weird.
Yeah, but they don't know about our. It's like
oh, they 100% do.
But like terrorists aren't attacking our water supply.
Terrorists
That's the
aren't
easiest
the ones,
fucking thing.
Terrorists aren't the ones doing nukes.
Well, even yeah, no. But I mean, like, okay. Did you hear this? This will. I don't know. I don't think this is enough to be a whole episode. But did some people think that Pokemon Go is actually the one conspiracy is that they're trying to. They want it released in China so that they can find out where the military bases are. And so what they do is they have these rare animals that are only in areas where they aren't populated. And that way people will go to these spots to find these rare Pokemon. And then anywhere that they don't go is a possible military base because people go everywhere.
I love that theory because I love Pokemon Go.
They're not allowed to play it there. They don't have it there.
Well, they don't have it in Brazil.
No, I know, but... But China, of all places, is pretty Pokemon.
No, Japan is. Yeah, Japan. I think China's like, what the fuck is Pokemon?
No, they want it. They made it. They made their own version.
Oh, did they?
And it's just as popular.
But here's the thing: Japan has no interest because that's the maker of this game.
Yeah, but Google Ingress is the company that made the the original version. It was just called Ingress, and they used all their maps thing. And then Google came in and either bought them out or they use Google technology now.
Who?
Whoever.
Pokemon?
Yeah. The people who made Pokemon made this game Ingress, and all of the locations are exactly the same. So that's where they got all the artwork photos from.
From Ingress?
Yeah. I played that game for a while. Mm-hmm. It's the exact same thing. But
that's like the Pokestops are like based off data from Ingress, right?
Yeah, yeah. It just wasn't popular because it's called A. It's called Ingress, and B. It's just red versus blue, and you just go up to a base and attack it. That's it.
That's the same exact game.
I'm going to read this part from this article that I was like, oh, this is interesting. Easter Island is famous for its massive stone statues. Polynesian people settled there on what was then a pristine tropical island around the middle of the first millennium A.D. The population grew slowly at first and then exploded. As the population grew, the forests were wiped out and all the tree animals became extinct, both with devastating consequences. After 1600, the civilization began to collapse and had virtually disappeared by the mid-19th century. So they're saying, like, the parallels between what's happening today all around and Easter Island are, like, really similar, so...
Oh, so it's totally anecdotal.
But they still... But the thing is, Easter Island is more mysterious than you think because they don't have all the bodies of all the people that were there. They just disappeared. And so did they leave? Did they go somewhere else? Did they bury themselves in the ocean? I don't know. But like, for example, like for years, they thought it was just the heads, right? Then they unburied them and like, oh, this is a whole body, these statues that were there. So they don't... They still don't really know how they made them or how they moved them or how they... But also, the civilization disappeared. What happened to them? It's like the Mayans. It's like, you don't find big... They didn't all burn themselves. They didn't all... Whatever happened to them, we will never know because we don't have their civilization. They just disappeared.
Well...
So, yeah, they did exhaust the land, the resources of the land. That's for sure.
So maybe we'll exhaust the land and then aliens will come and kill us and disintegrate our bodies. But regardless, right? We're dead? We're dead meat.
I mean, I don't know what your agenda is.
I don't have an agenda.
You just want the world to be over in 100 years because you want to be pissed off?
No, I just want us to, like, I don't know, people, like,
well,
take
if
it
it's
seriously.
Over in 100 years, then it's too late. So why don't we just fucking...
take it seriously, you know?
Well, but if it's already too late, then who
cares?
I
don't think it is too late.
Well, that guy said we're going to be extinct in 100 years.
That guy did say that, but there are other scientists who agree with him who are, like, more optimistic who say if we start changing things, we can fix the, or, you know.
There's a show on Amazon, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, you can watch it. And if you use Amazon at all, you should use the link on the feralaudio.com homepage to shop for Amazon products. But it was a BBC show, and it's called Fortitude.
I've seen the first three episodes. It's fucking great.
It's a really good show. what's his name is in it? Bald guy. What the fuck is his fucking name? Shit.
Figure it out, man.
Super cool, like cool bald guy, but also nerdy.
Is he British?
No, he's not. He's the only like non. People are from all over. It takes place somewhere in the Arctic Circle. I can't remember where. Fortitude something. Anyway, the point of the show is, wait, can I say this without spoiling it?
The show's been out a while. It's fine.
I want to know.
Basically, the permafreeze is melting. And this is actually happening in real life. This happened. I just read an article about it the other day. The permafreeze is thawing. And it's releasing, like,
toxic old gases that have been frozen. And
not that.
That one was anthrax, the article that
anthrax,
read.
Yeah. So it's releasing, like, these things, like, that we've already kind of tackled, that we've already taken care of. It's releasing them back, and people are getting sick again from this shit. Because this article was a bunch of deer, like, ate anthrax, or what's the natural state of anthrax? Like, where does anthrax come from?
I don't know, because the name's so cool that I never looked it up.
Anyway, these deers all died of anthrax, and so then their bodies thawed out because of climate change, and now it's, like, a big problem. Now they have to, like, deal with anthrax in wherever this region was.
Yeah, they had to kill tons of...
So I'm not disputing that the world's going to be over or that humans are going to be extinct in 100 years. I just think there's not a lot to talk about when you say that.
No, I know there's not. I just, like, because it's not like little changes are going to do anything at this point. I feel like it's like,
well,
government.
I mean,
stuff,
here's the thing. I don't know who's going to be responsible
for
this.
The government is the fucking, first of all, the government. When you say the government, you're just talking about the United States government.
UN. The UN should... people, like, it should be a big...
People don't fucking respect the UN. Like, half...
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People should respect the UN, then. That's what all is... I don't know. Whatever it takes to get this...
Well, it's never going to happen because China is, like, the worst polluter, and they're not going to listen to anybody.
Yeah.
not going to listen to no one.
Like, I don't know why there isn't... I mean, I feel like as a human in this century, we should be taught... things like how to grow vegetables, what nutrition is, how to raise a baby, what emotions are, how to talk about things.
Like, no, oh, that's what your parents are supposed to do that stuff.
Yeah, most people's parents are on the internet.
You guys
just like
want
us.
The government to fucking
no,
tell
no,
you
no,
what to
no,
do.
No. I don't think the government at all.
If the government was,
I
doing
just
the
don't
right
think
thing.
They should be responsible for our education in that realm because that's obviously failing. They're hitting these numbers that are just making us dumb.
Well, but maybe that's the point. You know, I mean, how are you going to elect Trump if your population is well educated?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I always felt like that was always on purpose. The slow decline. If we're as smart as we think we are, we should have A, switched to the metric system. B, we should be educating ourselves the stuff that you teach in colleges, but to everybody. You know, that's why I like the idea of free college. It's like, yeah, we should be educated.
Come on, but that's like where does that money come from?
Well,
for free college.
But where does it but the money
also,
that we put into
you,
it doesn't
you,
go into
what, like what did we learn in college that would help us in the real world?
There's
no,
there's a lot of people that I mean like us specifically we're not a good example, but there are people learning. Like there are colleges that do help kids.
I just mean
no, but they're learning a bunch of shit that would be way over my head. Like, I don't know. I think there's a very good argument to be had. Not everyone should go to college. College shouldn't be free because not everyone should go to college. Because if everyone goes to college, who's going to be a plumber? You know, just the people who decide not to go to college.
Would be people like that. I mean, right?
I mean, I think it should be more. I don't just mean free college.
Because if college is free, then college becomes the new high school. And then a postgraduate degree becomes the new college, and then that's not going to be free.
But I mean,
so then those are the only people. Who
the
end
only
up
reason
money.
Why I like free college is because I agree. I think unless you're very specialized, college is just it's this stupid continuation of high school where you're. What are you learning? Dates? What are you actually learning? You know.
Well, I learned how to edit, how to like hold
but
a camera.
You did that on yourself by yourself though.
Because I was able to because I was at the college.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but like I mean there's a lot of things that people do learn in college like doctors,
how to give
scientists,
mad blowjobs.
Yeah, and
well, I guess what I mean though is that there's no reason
how
for anybody
to suck major dick.
Most people like don't continue their education because it's like, well, hey, first off, I have to pay for it. And then secondly, like all I need is a job right now.
I just think that people say like, oh, if you went to college, you're fucking, you're good. Your life is, you're never going to have any problems now. And that's
I try to convince people not to go to college. Well, unless you know exactly what you want to do.
Well, then what are you talking about?
I'm just talking about upping the education of this great country.
Well, yeah, there's so many countries that have free college right now. It's not like there's a bunch, like, it's not ruining the countries, obviously.
Name
like,
the countries.
There's...
And how are they better off than we are?
God damn it, Wade.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you guys, you're working in this area of theoretical opinions.
No, but there isn't, there's a...
But you don't know that it's even better. And also, I don't really care. Because if the...
I don't want a government to take care of us, but we're not being taught to take care of ourselves.
Sure you are.
Finland?
What can't you do?
France?
You can grow food. It's not hard.
I don't know if that's fair.
You get some soil, you put some seeds in, you water it.
Yeah, I can grow stuff.
What's the problem? What as a society are we lacking?
I think that, and this isn't something that's taught, you know. I think that we become too reliant on things being done for us, and this is why I don't like government programs. I'm not a full-on Democrat. I don't think that these programs help anybody. I think they keep them down there because you can make less and you get a little bit more.
But what I'm saying is, like, in a perfect world, what would you have everyone know?
Well,
let's talk about the future.
I feel like
since that's what we're supposed to be talking about, what is your ideal future and how did we get there?
I feel like we break up into tiny cities.
From right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smaller than cities. Little groups.
What does that mean? So, like, L.A. would break up into even tinier cities?
Because
we're already in cities.
It's like, basically, like, your neighborhood, your little neighborhood can get together.
Yeah.
Have a community garden.
Uh-huh. My neighborhood doesn't have any land.
Yeah, we'll tear down a house.
Okay, what happens to that guy?
There's plenty of things that in the near future we can't even afford our rent, so there'll be plenty of open lots.
Can we just put it on someone's roof? We got to tear down a whole house.
The roofs weren't made very good. My roof's falling apart.
Not a house roof, a fucking apartment flat roof.
Yeah. Why not? Okay, how about this? An apartment complex that holds 100 people. That's the new future norm.
Okay.
And within that 100 people, that's your little community.
Oh, this is so dystopian. I don't like it already.
Well, I don't think it's that great either.
Well, talk me out of it. So there's 100 people in an apartment complex. You're responsible for what? Everything in your food, water, like waste, like what?
Yeah.
Ugh, so much work.
But eventually, okay, let's say that it was any sort of event that happened, earthquake, sun flare, you know.
I mean, we've all had group projects in school.
Yeah.
And there's always like a bunch fucking, of people who you don't want to work
with. You know,
with.
Greg's not fucking pulling his weight. I'm doing more than him.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. Let's make our own little group.
Right.
The group thing's never going to work. And
yeah.
I understand that. But we are naturally born to, or not born, but we naturally compete against each other. And it's like, I think if we just took away the competition a little bit. Okay, like, for example, schools, the schooling system,
uh-huh.
You know, you want to pay a little bit, you know, all these charter schools.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're great. You pay extra money and you get a quote unquote better education. But what is a better education when, I don't know. I think a better education requires you to...
Well, a better education, I think, at this point, is a distraction-free education. It's like you go to a school where people want to learn rather than, like, you know...
Yeah. And then also, why not go travel with your school? Like, I don't know. I feel like I was lucky enough to have had a bunch of rich friends.
Like that $10 million man, that meat guy.
I mean, like I was, you know, I was fucking broke. But
wait,
like,
that guy was the $10 million man, and all he got out of it was a heart.
A lot of my friends like would go travel the world, and it made them more social. And I felt like we had a good fun group that like that. I don't think that I'm normal by any means, you know. But I was lucky to. I feel like we would go on trips together. But like when we go on trips, we wouldn't just fucking hang around and dick around with ourselves. We'd like meet people and I don't know. I like the idea of, this is why I like Canadians so much. When you meet most Canadians, not all of them, some of them are just pieces of shit.
I can already tell you have no bias. You have no basis for saying this. How many Canadians have you met?
At least 30.
Okay. All right. So sample 30. Size of 30. Most of them, 20 of them are cool.
It's like they feel they have this thing in them that makes them feel like that they're a part of a society. Meaning it's not just me. The things that I do have to be good for the society too, or that we have programs that it's like they're society conscious.
Okay.
And you know, there aren't many Americans that feel that way.
Are there not many Americans, or are there not many Americans your age that you hang out with? Because, you know, most of like having a child is all about like society and like going to PTA and meeting your kids.
I feel like
parents, your kids' friends' parents.
We've gotten to a point where, ooh, don't talk to strangers. Ooh, I was buying.
Yeah, but you're saying that as a single guy with no kids. You know, if Acosta was sitting here right now, he'd be like,
PTA,
no, we know
though,
fucking all of our...
PTA is just you meeting the teacher. It's not like...
Well, okay, but let's not get into semantics about PTA. There's society in America. I mean, especially once you get out of L.A. I don't know. You're very cynical. I think you just have this, like, really negative
look. But here's my thing. The reason why I'm cynical is because I'm not thinking about today.
He's thinking about the future. Huh? Future.
Woo. Like okay, I mean this is a do you think there's gonna be football in 20 years? No fucking way.
Yeah, 100%. Dude, because money. That's what like the problem. Like,
No, but all the listen, everybody's getting so many fucking concussions that parents are gonna be more apt to say you can't play football.
No, because they'll get fucking money, and that's like what that's the problem. I don't know how to solve anything, but it's just like
there's people retiring.
I know how to solve it. Get rid of pads.
There's people retiring from football right now that are completely healthy because of concussions.
Yeah, who cares?
I'm just saying. Even the NFL isn't going to be. It may not be around in 20 years. Because
in 20
hell
years,
yeah, it will,
of
dude.
Course it will.
It makes so much money. Like that's the problem. Is like anything that makes a lot of money.
I agree with the money, but eventually, are all the players going to sue the NFL and take
no,
them
but
down?
Everybody's going to want to get paid.
Look at all the people who have played in the NFL in the history of time, and then look at how many of them have shot themselves in the chest for CTE or whatever it's called. Like, not everyone is afraid of it. Peyton Manning played for, 16 years, something like that? Like, I see what you're saying, but that's not going to stop anybody. Because, you know, if you're good at sports, you're good at sports.
And that's like your way to make money because you fucking,
but
what
like,
do you do, pay for a college?
To me, it's a good example that they're in denial about things because the money's good
but
until
I think
they
that's,
start.
That's like, I don't want to talk about it. This seems off topic.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but like, I just think you just, the voice of doom and gloom, and I wonder.
But this voice is to try to find an answer. It's not to just complain about it. It's to
but
try
the
to
answers
find...
are happening right now. Like, there's electric cars right now.
But
there's,
why did they go away before?
There's solar power.
Because money. Because the
Yeah, they went
car
away
companies.
Before because the fucking big oil paid. I mean, probably. Like.
Yeah. No, that's definitely
there's
but,
that whole but, who killed the electric
but
car
that's
documentary.
That's my example of big
but
money.
But who gives a fuck about that? Because now they're back. And now they're taking off. Like, but, it's getting to a point where people are going like, we want the electric car. Like, give it to us. And the people who were against it before are going to have to get on board or they're going to go away. So, yes, that happened 20 years ago. They killed the electric car, and that's because of money and politics and bullshit.
Oh,
well, it's like
rich
the
people.
Like, okay, like the light bulb, for example.
Ooh, Ooh, the light bulb.
These light bulbs, they had the idea from 20 years ago also, but they're like, we're not going to make any money if we sell a 20-year light bulb. Now they're eventually making them, but I feel like they make them not as good still.
You're actually, you're 100% right. Old light bulbs could have lasted forever. There are cases of light bulbs lasting like hundreds of years, or not hundreds, but 100 years. What happened was they put in like a planned obsolescence, just like with your fucking iPhone. The second the new one comes out, yours starts acting up, right?
But okay.
But
so
that's
like,
the thing. No, like light bulbs have that in them. They're built to fail because they want to make money. They want to sell more light bulbs. And these coil ones, whatever those are called, that used to last however long they last, they've already like put a governor, for lack of a better word, in.
Yeah.
So now they're lasting like half as long as that.
Yeah, and here's my thing.
But that's not a big waste issue. That's like, you know.
But to me, that
small
proves
things add up.
That proves that
small things
that
add up?
You can't make things to make society better without you being able to make money off of it. And I understand that everyone has the right to do that. Go ahead and do that. But we're not actually making things better for us. They're making things better for the company that are making the things. It's for the company, not better for us. And so when are we going to shift into the idea that we need to start doing things that are better for the future of humans, as opposed to like, well, and the other side of it is this: what happens if they make something that's really great for everybody, but then they lose money on it? You know, I get that too. I do get it.
It's happening right now. There's no question that fucking, I can't pronounce the guy's name. Elon Musk, whatever the fuck his fucking name is. Like he's doing very good things. Like he's leading the charge in that.
I agree with that. And the fucking
and you know that fucking GM is watching that and going, fuck. We have to, okay, guys, time to fucking get on board. Like all those motherfuckers are.
But the get on board is still too greedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now you're just being a socialist.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, though. I understand that a company needs to make money.
Socialist, but like, there's always going to be people making profits.
A socialist will never. Socialism won't work because we're still idiots. Socialism will work maybe in the future, but we're still idiots. And
I just think, don't you think that like capitalism that breeds competition is going to end up in like helping humanity, like especially in this area where he's like, let's fucking figure out a battery that can power your whole house. Then Honda hears that and goes, fuck that motherfucker. He's gonna be selling a $200 battery that powers your whole house. How are we gonna compete with that?
Yeah. I mean, I love that, but the conspiracy side of me just naturally goes like, well, okay. Well, I mean, take this for example. I doubt that you believe any of the conspiracies or aliens or paranormal or anything that I've brought up. I know that there's been a couple.
I feel like this is the first episode that I'm more on your side right now than Wade.
What's his side? What are our sides?
I don't know because
the side is
because you guys both think the world is going to end and there's nothing that we can do.
No.
So we should run around with our hands in the
air. My answer is this,
and I'm saying, why don't we be optimistic about it and let the science minds who are like working on shit right now.
I'm going to be like
to me, dude.
Hoping.
I'm sorry, Wade, but to me that is the most. That is a very brainwashed answer. And I say it because of this. We assume that scientists are smart. I'm still telling you that our science is not right. It seems right.
But that's a whole different.
I know it is. But I just, my thing is this. I feel like in order for us to be a healthy society of the future, we don't need to turn to socialism. We don't need to give everybody the answers for everything. We don't need to have education. We need to inspire people to want to be educated. And I really also think that the reason why most people aren't happy today is because we've disconnected from our spiritual self.
I want to backtrack a little. I just said fucking great science minds or something like that. And then I realized that fucking Donald Trump like fucking literally said that. and I just want to own up to that. I know that, and I'm not saying what he's saying.
All right. And
here's the other thing. I think this was supposed to be an episode about like what we think the future is going to be like, right? And instead, we just argued about what? What did we argue about? Like that
corporations that, versus I don't know.
What kind of? I mean, I just think that like don't you see my point that you're too pessimistic about all this?
Well, the only reason why I mean I do see your point because I don't think you're seeing my point. Because I'm also, because of this, I'm not offering solutions. I've always felt like don't complain about anything unless you offer a better solution. Otherwise, shut the fuck up, you know?
And yeah.
That's how I've always felt. And so.
Do you want me to give a solution?
Well, I mean, my initial solution is this, is that like, as a society, America, I am only always talking about America because I fucking don't know the rest of the world. I haven't been anywhere. I don't know shit.
Right.
I, you can call us idiots for electing either Trump or Hillary, but, you know.
You're idiots too. Fuck you.
Your queen is there because of her blood. Have a good life.
Jeez. Well,
her blood is ruling you.
You know, there's more than London too.
Yeah. I know. But they're ruled by the same elite that we are. Anyways, I'm fine with us going into the future being money driven. That's just the way it is. You know, we can't trade goods. I don't have something that I can barter with you because I'm an idiot. As smart as I think I am, I'm an idiot. I have nothing to offer you. What a movie?
Dude,
or...
you can build bookshelves and stuff.
Yeah, but
no, you're really good at it.
Yeah, you have a good.
But I hate that shit.
Yeah, but that's a thing that you can offer people.
It's like I'm a cobbler.
I can't offer that. I don't have any kind of tangible skill in that way.
But I think that we aren't happy as a society. And I think that that comes...
I think you're wrong. How are we not happy?
I think that we are distracted by entertainment.
Happy.
I think that we're distracted by entertainment. Happiness to me...
Cheers to me.
But most of us... Okay, ask yourself this. As a listener, you guys right now... I know people have good relationships. This might be me projecting, but I feel like most people in a relationship, whether it be a friendship, a family member, a relationship that they're in, that they don't get to communicate their feelings at all times. And so we hold a lot.
That's 100% projecting.
Is it really?
Yes, fuck. That's so project.
Are you guys good at communicating with everyone you love?
Yeah.
I don't. Me and Kelsey, we call each other every night and we talk about our day. And how we felt like emotionally about the whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like I have to be honest with Wade.
And if I have some weird kind of hang up, she kind of talks me through, and
never experienced that.
Well, no. I'm full of shit.
I am good at it though. I am good.
Like we don't do that.
Of course. But like, I mean, if I had to with Wade.
But if I have like a grievance against someone else, I'll bring it up to a third party and see what they think about it. Like, I don't know, man. I think that you think that we're unhappy, even though this is the happiest that we've ever been.
But when I picture fucking Black Friday happening, dude, nobody's fucking happy in that situation.
All those deals?
They're stressed out to buy
something.
Why do
you think they're all there? They're fucking there for those deals,
man. Most people are shopping for themselves, not for their kids even.
Who cares? Why do you care? Who cares? You're not there. It has no effect on you. Listen. Let them go shop.
But to me, it's a false happiness.
I don't...
Fuck you! Don't dictate happiness, man. If they want to buy a new fucking flat screen that's shitty for $500 and they want to fight with people to do that, that's zero effect
Thrill
on you.
Thrill of the fight, man.
I just, why? Don't look at what other people are doing and then internalize it and go, like, we're not happy as a society.
Here's what I should...
Let her talk. She hasn't said shit 10 minutes.
Well, I was just listening.
Go on.
Well, no, I don't have a solution. I'm not very fucking... I'm not good at this. I don't know. I'm not, like, totally pessimistic. I just think...
You are.
No, I'm not, because I just want more... I think we need to change the government, because I think they are in control, like, and it's all, like, getting bribes. Everybody's getting bribes. We need to, like,
we could
change
get
Congress.
Into the... Yes, we could talk like, about that, and that would suck.
Go back
but I
to,
agree with
go
you.
Go back to simple nutrition.
Why?
Because we're getting
told, because you think people are unhappy.
No, but like, think of everybody that's on any prescription medication. You assume that it's helping your brain because they've done tests and they've proven that this can make you happy.
You can't speak on that level.
No, but like, there are some
prescription medicine has helped a lot of people.
I was on an antidepressant for 3 months. And it was the most dead I've ever felt in my life.
No, I know, but that's not how it works with everybody. Like, I'm not... Because I do think that prescriptions are a big problem. Like, they do get...
It's like, dude,
too much
how about
of them,
this?
But some,
eat some fruit every day. That's no, better than
but
fucking...
there are people with chemical imbalances. I do think that some people do benefit from...
But the chemical imbalance comes from growing up on McDonald's.
No, it doesn't.
You get yeah, we don't
no,
we don't
it's a brain chemistry.
We
thing.
Don't get we you're not born
come on,
you're not born
come
with
on.
This natural
no,
your
you
brain s- not
now
working
you
right.
sound like a fucking vaccine person.
But what about like people like with like high blood pressure
anti-vax.
If, like that's from like their family.
High blood pressure.
Not high blood pressure, like high cholesterol and
high
they
cholesterol.
Exercise they exercise and they
high
eat
cholesterol.
Well. Like they have pills.
What is
to help
eating
them.
Well?
Dude.
They, grocery store mass produced broccoli? That's not fucking good.
Yes, GMOs are good. Mass-produced broccoli is good.
I just think
good.
I've seen high blood pressure or high blood cholesterol medicine work on Tony, who's very thin, and it's just like a hereditary thing. I've seen it the results. It works. Like so. That's a good
no, no,
thing.
No. Listen, I know. This is the weird thing because there's too many topics in right now. Yes, yes,
what's
yes.
The future.
There are a few.
But your
there are a few pills that work. Yes,
but you can't
assume that every pill works.
You can't assume that all of them don't.
I don't.
Man.
I don't assume that every pill works. I'm very much. I don't think that every pill. I know that what's Oxycontin doesn't work. I read that whole thing. Like it's like bullshit, and it's like. People get addicted to it, and like that's why people die to it. Like I don't like that drug. Like there's a bunch of drugs like that. There's so many drugs out there that I don't like.
Listen. It's weird to blanket this all together, but I'll try
it
to.
Is.
It's I'll try to. Because,
oh man, I can't wait.
We've let scientists for years have only been working for whoever pays them. When you get this education and you learn about everything, there aren't too many scientists that go off and try to figure out things to help they might be trying to find a cure for something that there's specific to them. Oh, my grandpa died of high cholesterol. I got a high cholesterol pill. That's what
this
I'm working
like
on.
A movie.
How dare you bring up my high cholesterol pills?
you live in a movie where people have to have like a dead relative to be motivated to
no
work.
I want to see where he's
but,
going with
but, I
hold
do
on.
Too but I'm just it's really hard for me to not nitpick this.
It's fine but okay, science, medicine, education, politicalness, everything just comes from a how you can make money from it and how someone else is making money.
Yeah,
from
I agree
it.
With you. So you're, what are we
no
doing?
No
them.
No
yeah.
Fuck you.
All about money, bro.
That's why you guys live in LA and you're struggling artists because of the fucking money. That's what drove
no.
you to do what
no,
you're
no, no,
doing.
No, I'm saying
a
money.
So, but a scientist is different because he got a degree in science. So all he wants is
no,
the money.
I'm not
no, no,
saying
no. I'm saying he can't
though.
Be a scientist unless somebody's paying him. And the only people that
you
are going to pay him.
You can't be an artist unless someone is paying you, man. I'm like.
No, I'm an artist. I'm not getting paid shit.
Yeah, but you want to.
No, I'm not in that in the group where every scientist is like.
But a scientist
working,
doesn't have
a
lab
and
kit
I'm not
at
giving
home
them trouble.
That he's
sure
like,
he does.
Like making his.
Sure he does.
And I don't want to give them trouble for it. They need to earn a living, and it sucks that the people who hire them are
I just think
evil.
You're so cynical because you think that nobody does anything unless they're getting paid
no,
for
no,
it.
No, I think the majority don't.
So I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
But that's cynical too. The fucking majority, they
yeah,
don't
dude.
Do shit.
That's
come
why
on,
we're
fuck
fucked.
You.
Dude, every scientist,
you.
Every scientist
fuck
I know,
fuck you,
fuck both of you. This is bullshit.
Every scientist I know
bullshit.
Leaves the science at work.
What is that? What?
This is fucking
they're
bullshit.
Not coming home trying to figure out extra stuff.
You think they just became scientists because it was the easiest way to get money?
No.
24 years
I like
of school.
Science.
I'm not saying I'd like I like then, science too. I'm not saying
no,
that
no,
like
I'm
not saying that like I'm not saying like oh fuck I'm gonna be a scientist to get rich. No. They were into science. After they got their degree, they couldn't just go do their science. They
and
have to get paid by somebody to do their.
And maybe
you don't see what a cynical point of view.
No,
that
but
is.
No, that's not cynical. That's how life is. You need to do whatever you. need to
because
do
you
to make
can't
money.
Make a difference because someone tells you what to do.
No, some of them do. I was well, you know, I'm on the different boat.
No, I think
some medicines do make a difference.
I mean, here's
let's
my
let's get off of medicine. Let's
okay,
talk
yeah,
about
yeah, yeah.
let's
I
talk about fucking
talk about medicine.
No, let's talk about fucking any other any other profession in the fucking world.
Okay, but
that's the only
okay,
I can think
but
of.
before I get
but
into
my
that,
point is you get into that because you were drawn to it because you have a passion for it.
How about I was
not because. You're going to go work for some big company and
I'm not saying that they chose to do that. I'm saying the only people paying them are these big companies. It's like, you know, what if I have some ideas I want to figure them out? I can't pay a scientist to figure that out.
Well,
for
then
me.
There's a thing called ethics. And if you're working for a big conglomeration and they're like, we want you to do this, then you fucking quit and you find a place that
yeah, I know,
is going to let you
do
the
do
research
that
you... You don't know that. You're just saying that because you're cynical.
Well, the only examples that I have... Okay, like... Well, okay. I think that... Here's the thing. This is a real answer.
You guys
that
are a bummer to talk
take,
to.
Take away... I feel like if people were creatively inspired to go after something that they believe in, which this is not a cynical viewpoint for me to say that 80% of Americans aren't following their dreams. You know,
it's a number you pulled out of your ass.
It is. But when I think of people that are just working to get by, and it's like, yes, they want to move up because they fell into this job, and it's like, well, this is my life, and I could move up if I, you know, whatever. But it's like they're still, at the end of the day, their job is separate from their love. Yes, you've got your family. I don't mean that. People don't put their love into their work.
Right.
And it's like, if we could be creatively inspired to follow something that we passionately believe in, whatever that is, I feel like that's how answers get made. When you think of, okay, I fucking love Tesla, right? He was just figuring out shit, coming up with stuff. There's a lot of people like that. So he's a good example of that. Like, he wasn't wasn't just doing it for the money. Yeah, I don't agree with that either. But, like, he was doing stuff on his own. But he had to become an apprentice to be able to get the money to do the studies on his own. So it's like even who I consider one of the smartest guys ever still didn't have the money to research what he wanted to do. He had to convince someone to give them
he had to work to get what he wanted. Yeah, that's
here's
novel
what I'm
that's
here's
another
I
idea
don't think
to...
most people are working to get what they want.
Well, I would say that most people don't know what they want. I don't think that there are a lot of people out there who are inspired to do anything. I think they're the majority of I don't know. I mean, look at like people who work in gas stations and shit like that. Like, you know, that wasn't their dream. I'm not knocking it.
Yeah.
It's work. But those are the people who just had never figured it out. And maybe they didn't have enough education to be exposed to enough things to like really find out what they were into.
Is that maybe because they couldn't afford it?
No. No.
No.
No, because you don't go to... Because in college... don't fucking mock me. Because
ooh,
you don't...
You're getting mad at me.
No,
mad.
This is now I'm fucking getting mad.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Most people didn't.
It takes
choose
a
their
while,
job.
And you don't know right after high school what you want to do. And yes, people who go to college are afforded a few extra years to figure out what they want, but that doesn't mean that you can't figure that out on your own time either.
I
there
agree.
Are a lot of people...
College sucks for most people. It doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help a lot of people.
It is what it is. Like, you know,
if you're following something, it can help you. If you're just there,
I didn't know what I wanted to do when I went to college. I had like four different majors. I could have not gone to college, and I could have discovered the same thing about myself that I did, which is, oh, I just want to write. So I'll move to LA. I'll just move to LA. We didn't have connections when we moved out here.
I mean, my thing is this, okay, like this is what's weird. This is what's weird about my life. My life has been basically, I don't want to say chosen for me, but I didn't choose my life. when I went to college, I didn't plan on going to college. I didn't have any money, and then I had a couple scholarships, but scholarships still can't get you to college. You know, you still have to pay for it. It's like, oh, I got a full ride, but it only covers tuition, which is like not that much of the money that it costs to go to college. 2 weeks, my dad asked me, "You going to college?" I'm like, "No, I don't think so. You know, we can't afford it. Whatever, I don't plan on it." And then blew fucking 2 weeks before.
Blue is a person.
Oh yeah, yeah. Before I went to college, he's like, "Hey, you should try this one. It's super fucking cheap." So I was like, "Okay." I applied, I got in, I went, and you know, whatever. I went to college for 6 years. I didn't have a major after 4 years of college. It was a big waste of time for a long time. But what, you know, the relationships that I had and the things that I learned, it was all great. I took mostly math and science, whatever. And then I graduated college and just started delivering milk door to door in Colorado. And the only reason why I'm out here is because of you. I would have never fucking gone out here.
The listener. You, the listener.
He's looking at me. He's looking at Wade.
And I didn't even believe it when, you know, like I said, I packed up the night before we left. I wasn't even packed.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I really am moving. Hey, everybody I know, come help me throw everything into a truck.
If I would have known that, I would have been freaking out.
Because I know you already picked out a place with your parents. You came out here, looked for a place, and I was like, I still didn't believe that I was going because I wasn't really choosing it. So most of my life hasn't been me choosing anything. And I feel like I'm a smart guy, and I enjoy myself, and I have great relationships with friends. And
enjoy myself.
But that's okay.
I haven't chosen most of my life.
But that's the thing. Like, that's why you're so wrong about the way society is right now, because everyone feels like you. I mean, for the most part, I want to say that, like, the majority of people out there in America, probably most of Western civilization.
Yeah, most of my jobs have been labor jobs. I've had every fucking labor job.
But like, even if you're working a labor job, it's like you're making things. Like, you can see your progress at the end of the day. You have like some asshole that you work with, but you also have like four cool people that you work with, and you get beers with them afterwards, and it's fun, and you meet a girl. Like, the society is not as down as you think it is. Like.
But to me, that is very down, to just accidentally stumble through and just
that's
end
a fucking
up
great life. That's a great life. What do you want everyone to fucking invent the light bulb? Like, that's not going to happen.
I want everyone to at least. Well, yeah, I know. And like, listen, on top of career, love life is something fucking harder than falling into a career. You know what I mean? I understand that. I'm just saying that, like. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
All right. Well, do you want me to tell you my
plan?
We're
going to stumble into Mad Max is what I think. Go on.
Well, no. I don't think we will, because, yes, we're headed that way right now. I completely think that if we don't start changing a bunch of shit, it's going to be fucking Mad Max time. Or it could be like, you know, just virus, everyone dies type thing. But I don't know where that would come from. Now I'll get back to what I was originally going to say. This is going to get kind of political. Kind of. And you're both going to like it a lot.
Okay, I can't wait.
You ready?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Step one. Automate every job that's possible to automate. Trucks driving across the thing, like fucking warehouses, like you could do the DIA baggage, all that shit. Everything that you can not have a person do that. You know, whoever's building the robots is going to make a lot of money. God damn it. Do I keep sounding like Trump?
No.
All right. I'm so fucking aware of his phrases now. All right. Then establish a basic income. Okay, basic income is what everyone over the age of 18 gets. And it's enough to live. So it's like, well, depending on where we are as a society, like right now, depending on where you live in the world, in America.
It's San Francisco is going to cost different than Loveland.
Well, but you don't get more just because you live in San Francisco. You get the same amount. So it's $30,000 across the board per person, let's say. All right?
That's how much per I year. Make in a week.
Fuck you. What a bitch.
Wow.
I'm just making a joke. I don't make $30,000 a week.
I didn't make that much last year, I don't think. Anyways, go on.
All right. So now you have that. All right. If you you get that. If you want to work on top of that and you're able to work on top of that, go ahead. I'm eliminating welfare. I'm eliminating unemployment. I'm eliminating like food stamps, all that
yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
like bullshit.
Any government help program.
Yeah, because you're getting $30,000 a year. If you can't make that
so
work.
Quit those programs. Put all that money into giving everyone $30,000
right.
a year.
Yes, including the people who were like fucking answering the phones, which they never do, to give you an unemployment interview.
Yeah.
They're canned. Here's your $30,000 a year. Fuck off. This is all coming out of, I guess, tax money, like whatever.
It could come from wherever all these programs got their money
yeah,
that
I'm
are getting
gonna,
canceled.
I'm gonna, this isn't going to be, a, this is just a quick question. Like if say you have like a, who's regulating like rent and stuff? Like what if you live
no
in
no regulation on rent. Like, well, wait, that's a bad idea.
Like if somebody has like a big family and they're getting $30,000 a year and like so, for some reason like they can't find a place where somebody will take them that doesn't charge a lot, like how would that work? I'm not being like a dick, so like.
Well, how would that? How does that work now? You find a place that you can afford.
I know, but then you'd get a job. But like, if all the jobs are automated, the jobs that you could get, like, say you can't do a specialized job or something, like you don't deserve to live on the street, right? Like nobody, you're in your idea. There's nobody gonna be living on the street, kind of thing.
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
And then, if you don't think my plan is perfect, you can talk about that. Step two, no more war on drugs. All drugs are legal. All drugs. I don't give a shit. They're legal. But they're legal like alcohol is legal. You're not allowed to walk around in the street doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do it in your home or you can do it in a place that allows it.
Fucking, you want to do your drugs? Don't fucking do it in public. That's a simple rule. You're on drugs out in the grocery store? Sorry, jail. Sorry.
You can't be on drugs in the grocery store?
You can't be
You can
above,
be on drugs, but you know, don't
be
an asshole. Yeah. It's just like now. You can't go to the grocery store all fucked up. You take that money that you're going to save on the war on drugs.
And all the prisons that we're not going to have to pay everyone to be in.
Right.
And all the programs.
The prisons are going to be like siphoned down to only like violent people. And this one, I don't know if you're going to get behind. I would pull all of our troops out of every other country.
I'm so 100% behind that.
And just kind of be here. I'm sick of us policing the world. And like, but beyond that, like, I think we're breeding terrorism. Like, I think the longer that we're in the Middle East, the more terrorists there are because they see our troops there. They see how shitty their life is. And they go, what's 1 + 1?
Well, picture this. Just picture this. Right now, there's a big movement against the power that police have.
Right.
Can you imagine that our military out in the world are nicer than the police? Fuck no.
They might be. Well, probably not. But
you hear about all these horror stories. I know that one horror story can ruin a whole troop full of people, whatever.
I know that I like more people in the military than I do cops.
Yeah, yeah, because they're in a situation where, A, that's not their job. That's just what they have to do.
Right.
So there's a difference in mentality of like, listen. But they also can feel more threatened by a civilization that they don't know why they're there, you know?
Now, I know what you're saying out there, audience. You're saying, what about the military-industrial complex? How is Lockheed Martin? Is that one of them? Like,
yeah,
Northrop
Grumman.
Yeah. What do they have to say about this? Well, I'll tell you, they're the ones building the robots that are automating all the jobs. All right. And then they're getting paid by the government. All this money that we're saving from not being overseas, not having a war on drugs, not having a war on terror.
Not having aircraft carriers with nukes just constantly driving around the ocean and we're just paying for that gas.
Well, we might want to keep those just as a line of defense. But I want to put that into education.
Wait, what about healthcare?
I'm not there yet.
Okay, okay.
I think, well, here's the thing. The military budget is billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge. So I'm pretty sure, like, if we cut that in half, at least, we could have health care for everyone. And we can also, all like, right, quadruple.
This military budget, picture how big the military budget is. You cannot fathom it. You cannot fathom the number.
It's huge.
Right?
Yeah. But,
and then take this into consideration. Most people are getting paid pennies per hour. Most of the troops.
Yeah,
They're getting paid pennies per hour.
Is that true? Do troops really get...
Maybe $2. No. They definitely do not. 100%.
People who come out of the military with a fuckload of money.
That's because they were 18 months, $2 an hour for fucking.
Are you sure?
And they don't get. They don't spend that money.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like they don't get that much.
Really?
It's a lot of money to anybody who didn't grow up with money. It's like, oh fuck, man, I got $20,000. They're not coming back with $100,000. They're not making much. So most of that money is just fucking straight up, paying these companies to develop and weapons and fucking tanks and all kinds of...
I'm not done with my plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is going to be the part where it gets a little rough that you might not like. I want to abolish? I don't know if that's the right word. I want to get rid of the Department of Education.
I like that. I do like that.
And I want to privatize education.
I think that's how it should be.
I think that if you run a school that's good,
you'll get customers.
You deserve to get more money. And now that everyone has $30,000, they'll be able to...
You said that the military money would be able to go toward education.
I did, but now you fucking jumped me on that.
No, I was asking.
Well, you kind of interrupted about healthcare, and then that made me kind of misstep.
Sorry.
So I'm not doing a 180. I'm continuing my plan. Let's put the fucking military money toward healthcare, and yes. We can put it toward education, but not the Department of Education. I don't want anybody regulating, like, no student left behind, all that bullshit.
I 100% agree with everything you've said so far. I think it's fucking great.
So, therefore, you have schools that are operating for profit, and, okay, here, let's work it out this way. Not only are they getting paid for... People want to go there. People want to send their kids there because they're the good schools. Maybe they also get subsidized based on, you know, some kind of rating. I don't know. We're going to have so much money from all the drugs and all the non-war.
I would just want to make sure
we're going to have so much money.
Trillions of dollars.
So, like,
trillions.
It's going to be coming around. It's going to be coming around from everywhere.
Kids get to go to school no matter what. Like if
kids get to go to school no matter what.
All right, cool. President Wade, are they going to go to school?
But hang on.
I understand what you're saying now. Because education is privatized, some people might not be able to afford it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like say they have like 20 kids.
Oh, yeah, I got 6 kids. I can't afford for all of them to go.
Yeah, like if they live in a shitty... I don't know how your
rent
situation
is. Saving Private Ryan it. And if you have... Like your third you know kid gets to
be?
Go for free.
Wait, I got it. You know what it's going to be? I don't want to tell people to... Listen, I'm not going to pay them for having kids because that's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
I know, but it's
then you're so broke that like you're going to have kids for money, which happens.
I just don't want kids to suffer though because
here's what's going
to
happen. You ready? Are you ready?
I guess.
Cuz I'm getting my thoughts together. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys should talk about something real quick, and I'll figure it out.
I just want to say my part. I don't know.
Don't speak to me because I'm thinking.
I'm not
talk
speaking.
To Willie.
Okay, I'm
just making
Reddit
sure.
Willie.
All right.
The solution. I don't know the solution. I just don't like. I feel like poor people get fucked over too much. That's all. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because poor people don't work.
Oh my God, Wade. That's not true.
That's why they're poor.
That's not true.
They don't work.
Oh my God. Well, that's where I disagree with this boy.
Yeah.
I wasn't even talking to you.
I know. Okay. But I'm trying to crack this. Education.
That's the weird difference. Because my dad made about $30,000 a year, had 4 kids. We lived in a trailer.
Yeah. like, so, and he worked, and like, he, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, yeah, because it's fucking, it's
fucked
up.
He had four kids. No one told him to do that.
That's not fair for the kids, though. Like, they have to be poor. Like, and also, like, come on.
That's why I had...
You know what's not fair? Kelsey, do you know what's not fair?
Yeah.
Life?
Ugh. I remember asking my dad, I was like, is that a lot of money? He's like, no.
Look at Willie.
He looks like a poor man.
What? He looks fucking great. He looks better than either of us.
Hey, I look all right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, poor kids, man, they don't have, it's not that hard. It's hard, but, like, come on.
Didn't you watch The Wire? Can we talk about, I don't want to get into that. Let's not get into this.
No, yeah, I agree with you, though, that, like,
it's harder. It's true. But come on. I mean, what do you want to, where does it end? Where does it end with you fuckers?
I just want to.
At what point are you going to be happy?
I want to shift it right
now.
Listen,
I'm agreeing with most of the things you're saying because I don't believe in the way things are right now. I think that the system perpetuates itself to survive.
Well, I forgot about this. No more campaign finance, gone. You don't get anything.
That. So fucking dumb.
You gotta fucking.
Your campaign finance determines if you can fucking even be in the shit.
Listen, anyone who wants to run gets a certain amount of money. We're gonna get all that from this military budget. We're gonna have such a surplus.
Out of everything we said, that's the easiest thing to fix.
It's not easy though, because where's the money come from? That's the problem. Like the reason people are running on like millions of dollars is because corporations are financing them, because they don't get paid anything to do that. And why not take money from fucking Lockheed Martin to you know what I mean? So that's a problem, and I don't know how to solve it because
you can't prove where somebody got their illegal money from.
Well, you have to put it all out.
Yeah.
You have to put it on a table and say, like,
but that's the easiest thing to quote unquote launder.
Find a good scientist, one of the good ones.
Okay.
And
one of the great science minds.
Biology, astronomy,
one of the huge science minds.
Somebody you can make a superhero. Like, do a a Robin Hood sitch.
Wait. Robin Hood wasn't really a superhero.
Well, you know what I'm saying, but I'm like combining with like
Superman?
Superman. Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean,
Superman.
He's the ultimate man. Yeah.
And then, like, just take all this money from the rich people, and then I'll be happy. And then
Have you heard of the scientist that's like...
But you could be one of the rich people.
You know what?
Would you be okay if Robin Hood...
I am not one of the rich people.
If Super Robin Hood came to your place and he said, give me fucking 10% right now.
I would if it was going to the poor people. Wasn't just going to Robin Hood's pockets.
It'd be better for a homeless people to be like, hey, do you have a dollar? Like, no, I gave to Robin Hood, bro.
Yeah, but I don't think Robin Hood would visit me because there's so many more people who are like way richer.
Oh, really? There's so many people who are way poorer than you.
I would gladly spread it out.
Okay, good luck paying rent.
And let me tell you this. I'm adding to your plan.
Yeah, you can be my vice president.
Religions are not fucking tax-free anymore. Fuck you.
Yes, fuck that. In fact,
I wanna
fuck religion.
I know, I'm with you, though. I'm with you on that.
Well, you're going to leave?
You're going to make money on religion and not get taxed on it? Why is that a thing?
Hey, because we have these archaic thoughts that don't have any basis in the real world.
I'm not saying your religion is fucking stupid. I'm saying... You talk about these guys that have their private runways and they're just like just fucking regular preachers, like televangelists.
Those are televangelists.
Even the ones that aren't, man.
No, listen.
If you're making a shit ton of money,
if you're a follower of one of those fuckers, you deserve that.
You know what I think makes people gullible is not being happy.
Hang on.
Yeah,
what?
I just think it's not, I don't think it's all right to be allowed to prey on weak-minded people and get the money and not be like the government.
It's totally all right.
But it's all right.
You can't regulate
that.
Fuck
money
you,
than fucking
fuck
stupid
you.
People.
Yes, you can. That's why stupid people exist.
So you can steal money from them? That's not fair.
Yeah, if you're unethical, go ahead. Don't be stupid.
I'm saying we okay. Then don't.
Also, they're not stupid.
Unethical.
Also, they're not stupid. They've been raised to believe something.
No, but they don't fucking fund these unethical.
Oh, like 90% of that audience is like old people who are sitting in front of their television. They've been raised to.
They
like,
feel guilty about something in their life.
No, they don't
not
feel
happy.
Guilty. It's not about guilt or happiness. It's about them being raised to believe that Jesus Christ is our savior. And then you turn on shut up for a second. And then you turn on the television and it says like, "Hey, fucking $10, just $10 and he'll answer your prayers."
Oh, I've got cancer. I can't afford health care. This guy says God will cure it. Why not try?
Oh, you can't
not
afford radiation treatment.
Not in my future.
Don't fucking do radiation treatment.
All right. Again. Well, let me just say this. In my future, no more religion on television. I'm gonna have to think about that. But
if it's like a fun show, like that one priest who solved mysteries? Ooh, remember that priest show?
Well, as long as it's not propaganda.
Oh, psychic priest detectives?
No, she's talking about,
It was
Ron Howard was in the show.
It's like Father something.
Ron Howard was in the old one. Ron Howard, what was Ron Howard first in when he was a child?
Andy Griffith?
Yeah, Andy Griffith, right? Wasn't Andy Griffith?
Well,
didn't he grow up?
Yeah.
Andy Griffith got old and became a
Matlock.
Priest, right? Oh, was that? No, he wasn't Matlock. Was he?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Andy Griffith was Matlock?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
100%.
No. No.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Hang on.
That's why when I would watch Matlock, I was like, dude, I've watched you my whole life.
No, dude. Was he?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I have no idea either, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, he was. Okay, who's the...
You're thinking of someone else.
The priest show?
But you do know about the priest show, right?
What?
He solved mysteries. It was like Father Something's Mysteries.
Father Something Mysteries. He had that nun with him, and she was like annoying.
I didn't know that.
Ooh, it was good. She was annoying.
But no, that's on the table, because that's... And listen, I don't know.
Listen, here's the thing. I hate hearing them pessimistic.
You're so pessimistic.
But the thing is,
Dowling,
this is that like
Father
like,
Dowling.
This
Father Dowling mysteries.
This pessimism to me is because I'm trying to find answers. I love everything that you presented. I think that you're smart. I think that you are optimistic. But I also think that I'm not going to get into your specific whatever. But I'm like
my platform.
No, I love your platform. I love your platform. That all sounded great.
It's great, right?
Can that ever happen? Can any of those things ever happen?
No, because there's too much. Well, because there's too much money in politics.
So Mad Max is coming.
Maybe
you could say that we're different. Yet I love all of those ideas.
I don't think we are different. I just think we have a different outlook.
Yeah, that's why I'm with Willie. We can't because there's too much money and everything. So we're fucked.
I'm very optimistic when it comes to... here's the thing. This is what throws me off. I'm pessimistic about society. I'm optimistic about myself because I believe that my thoughts can materialize. So I'm very positive about... everything that I believe in.
You know what I want you to do? Start a cult.
I'm going to.
But for you to do that, you need to stop. Because here's what we've learned from the two national conventions.
What have we learned.
The Republican National Convention was all about this country sucks now and we have to fix it. Donald Trump's
everybody that's in here is great. Don't let anybody else in. Whatever.
Well, yeah, kind of. And then the DNC, because they came later, were like, they teed it up for us. All we have to say now is that America is great and it's fucking amazing, and so you should vote for us. And people will always respond to an optimistic message.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why you have to stop this fucking negative rhetoric about fucking...
I just need to implement...
everyone's upset.
I need to implement my hopefulness of it, because I am very hopeful, dude. Obama was this sort of thing where I was like, oh my God, like finally, and then he ended up being just as fucking idiot, he's been like everybody else before him. The last real president was JFK. He's the first person that spoke up about so many things, and I feel like some of those things that he spoke up about got him killed. And I'm like, is money ruling us so much that they can kill a president? The answer is yes. Have we not had a president since JFK? No, we have not. They're all just falling in line,
kind
doing
of
whatever
now.
They say.
I really hate
fucking
money.
And so
I agree with that.
I can be pessimistic about it, but what I'm trying to do is find the answer to change that all around.
Yeah, but you know,
we can make a movement today and actually reach America.
But you're called.
We can actually reach most of America for, you know, yeah, you can talk about stupid Facebook shares and stuff, but we all still see a lot of the same stuff. We can actually make a movement work today. And you know, I've seen riots that have taken place that didn't make it onto the news. And that was the weirdest thing for me in my life, to be like, oh, you're just not going to talk about this.
Well.
And so it's like, yeah. Now, fuck the news. You can share a video, and that's stronger than the news.
It's like, well, it's like the only real sort of substantial news source is Al Jazeera. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
They're the only ones where you're like, oh, they're not getting paid by Fox.
Yeah, yeah. Which is so fucking weird. It seems ass backwards, but.
It's 100% backwards. It's fucked. It's totally fucked.
Because, like, I like watching BBC also and their news, but I'm still like, you know what? They created corruptness.
Oh, shit. We got to go. We got to go.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, we.
Here's the thing.
This became the future way too political.
The future to me. Yes, I sound pessimistic, but I'm really trying to find an optimistic answer. And so, everybody, it's weird because we have an opportunity today to actually do something about everything. We really do.
You sound like a televangelist.
Yeah, but he's a cult leader that doesn't charge anything.
Well, we'll start the cult. We should start that up.
I've been thinking about it.
Well,
can I be
your fucking speech writer at least?
We should fucking
like,
team up
can I be
and
your
make
cult
a cult.
Buddy?
Because
cult
at the very least,
listen, this cult
we'll
is
going to
be good.
Money.
We're not going to kill anyone. And we're going
to
make some money.
It's not going to be to make money.
Let's do it. Is it weird that we're putting this on record?
It's like, fine. It's fine because,
right?
Listen, because the only thing that matters is that, like, what I think the power of the brain is capable of can help everybody.
And you
so
know,
you might as well listen.
And it's also like, I think cult is the wrong word. Like, we're starting a movement
it is.
Right now.
They used to call every religious thing a cult. Cult
yeah.
became a bad word
this
recently.
This is a cult. And you know what the fucking...
Call it a cult.
You know what the motto of... This is not a cult. Did I say it was a cult? It's not a cult. It's a movement. And the slogan of the movement is... Get your life together.
And do it with us.
Get your fucking life together.
Do it with a friend. Yeah?
Mostly emotionally. You're all a wreck.
Thanks, guys. I'm just going to let myself go.
Yeah, Kelsey, you got anything you want to plug?
No, that's all right.
Do you have any weird drawings that you want people to look at?
Yeah, go to Instagram.com/KelseyAbbott. Look at my drawings.
Thanks for listening. Really Bad Movies on Instagram. Hey, tweet us at Real Life Sci-Fi. Just hashtag Real Life Sci-Fi or tweet me, Robotic Willie. I try to answer everybody. I like having conversations. I feel like I want to hear that people are thinking. Show me your thinking.
Feral Audio.
Hello, I'm Dave Ross.
Hey, and I'm Hampton Yunt.
And we host Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio.
That's right. It's a podcast about suicide, but not to make light of it. We actually talk about suicidal thoughts, depression, kind of with a sense of levity that Dave and I have with each other. He's my best friend. Come on.
Yeah, we're buddies. Suicide Buddies.
That's the title.
One of our favorite episodes that we've recorded so far is about this guy, Jan Pataki, who was a Polish aristocrat in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And he, one of the reasons it's possible that he killed himself is that he thought he was a werewolf.
Oh.
Check out a clip. It also makes me think, like, we were talking about in the Norway black metal episode, how, like, just the culture of your surroundings can affect you. Like,
yeah.
He's in a castle in Poland. He's like, I mean, if you lived in a castle in Poland and no one knew anything about anything, you might be like, I'm a bat. I'm probably a bat.
That's like literally what happened to Batman. He literally is in his mansion. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I'm a bat.
I'm a
bat that helps people.
I'm a bat that helps people.
I'm a rich...
I don't know what you want from me.
And my girlfriend, she's a cat. She's a cat.
My girlfriend's a cat.
She steals things. She's a woman who steals things. She's a cat. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I help people. She's a cat. We fight a penguin.
My